guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. My name is Ben Dahl. With me are my sisters, Beth and Heather. And as we get ready for March Madness, we thought we would go with another madness-esque topic. And so mad, you know, crazy, it's the right ballpark, basketball arena, if you will. And so
yeah,
we're going with crazy songs for this episode. Best crazy songs. And crazy has a lot of meanings, a lot of ways to be considered crazy. And we made a rule, I'd say late in the game. We decided that any synonym of crazy would also be acceptable for the list. So, like, for example, madness, insane, et cetera, all those would be eligible for this episode. I kept it simple, and I think all the songs on my list had the word crazy in it, because then it gets to be too big of a headache for me. I mean, then your song list goes from probably about 80 to 90 songs to hundreds, and it was just easier to deal with less than 100.
Your list is that big on any given time?
No, because you got to cut it down to 9.
No, I know, but you like your working list.
Oh yeah.
No way.
So my mind's like a Rolodex of songs.
All right.
I go through the A's. The C's were crazy on this
one.
So what were y'all looking for? I mean, we talked a little bit. But this one seemed a little bit more straightforward, I guess.
Yeah, we narrowed it down quite a bit.
Well, all mine have crazy in the title. And so...
Yeah, mine do too. That was kind of the way I limited it.
And I used crazy as in like an altered state of mind, usually a negative connotation, not like, let's get crazy, like, let's get wild, party time. I didn't use it as that.
You wouldn't. No. And so, like, if one of those songs came along, you would have eliminated that from...
Came across those on my big list, I crossed them off, because to me, that wasn't how I was defining crazy. Because when we talked about crazy, we were like, the person is crazy, or they're talking about someone who is crazy, when we set up the... Mm. When we originally talked about it. And so... That's why, and I was clear about that in the text message. So if you didn't read the text message, that's on you, boo boo. But I mean,
I'm looking back over my list now. Let's see.
But that's me.
Oh, well, I didn't do any of that. Some of my songs don't have the word crazy in them. And I did use it for different states of mind. So I didn't follow the rules at all, apparently. But
well, the rules were not solidly set forth.
Okay.
So we never really agreed on that. I just said, this is what I'm doing. I don't care what you do.
Okay.
So before we get to the selections and who does what, we want to remind everybody now at the beginning, while we have your attention, to hit up our social media pages. We have Twitter, which is at the Music List PC. We also have Instagram, which is...
The Real Music List Podcast.
Because you don't want to fall for the fake Music List Correct. Podcast. You want to make sure you go to the real... Music List Podcast. And then we also have two different, well, there's one page on Facebook and there's one group on Facebook. And if you look for the Music List and you look for our icon, you will find us pretty easily. And we do have some back and forth on the Facebook pages especially. But we'd like for you to interact with us on all those social media pages. Follow, like, send us some ideas, what some episodes you'd like to see.
We also have an email.
And we also have the email, which is themusiclistpodcast@gmail.com.
Because clearly we check it religiously.
We do. Actually do check that pretty regularly. I open it.
Yeah.
But if I see something that doesn't look like spam, I will open it.
Oh, good.
But I mean, you know, a lot of people are you know, spam mail's crazy. I didn't even do that one on purpose. Oh. I didn't.
I feel like we're going to be hearing that sound a lot.
I promise I didn't. Mm. Hey, y'all ready to draft?
Hey. All right.
So the draft order is Heather, Ben, Beth. And so we snake draft, which means the second round will go in the opposite order, which means Beth will draft first in the second round, and then Heather would draft first again in the third round. So we all get three picks. And the way this works is, if you're new to the podcast, we all get three picks for a total of nine, and then we take that nine, we try to cut it to five, and then we will try to rank those five from the best to the fifth best. I don't want to say the worst, because the worst didn't make the cut at all. So we're trying to get to the top five. We're trying to rank the top five as the ultimate goal. So here we go. Heather gets the first overall pick in the best crazy songs episode.
Okay. Well, my first one doesn't have the word crazy in the title, so I'm going to break with the rules right away. But 2008... Shinedown, Sound of Madness. Hit it.
Okay, five.
Oh.
5:50 it is.
I sent you the video with the cinematic opener.
And it wasn't so long ago.
Well, just fast forward and just get it to a loud part. Is it
Yeah, I get it. You're an outcast. Always under attack. Always coming in last. Bring it up the bass. No one owes you anything. You need a shotgun blast, a kick in the ass, so paranoid. Watch your back!
How am I going to share this with people at my church?
Well, I don't
know. Oh my, here we go, another loose cannon. Y'all bipolar, slip down, couldn't get much slower. Quick sense, got no sense of humor. I'm still laughing like hell.
Oh, he missed it. Okay, so this is the title track off their third album. It was a top 10 hit for them. It deals more with the victim mentality, but, you know, the chorus is, the first verse talks about, you know, you're feeling sorry for yourself, so paranoid and really just kind of disgusted with people who play the victim all the time. And so in the chorus is, I created the sound of madness, wrote the book on pain, but somehow I'm still here to explain. And it talks about when you're going to toughen up and stand up for yourself. And it's really just one of those kick in the teeth, just from beginning to end songs. I remember when this came out, I was driving down the interstate. I think I was listening to the Edge or something like
103.3 or
something like that. I don't remember the numbers. And I was just like, I have to go find the song. And so I just Googled what I could remember of the lyrics, and then I just listened to it on repeat forever. I think it is a fantastic song. And I've seen these guys live two times. And they, aside from Miles Kennedy, I think that Brent Smith is probably the best singer in the game, rock singer in the game right now. Live, he is spot on. He is just, from start of the show to finish, he just wails the whole time. I think that Shinedown, I think in rock circles they are respected, but I still don't think they have as much mainstream popularity as they should. So if you're not familiar with this song in particular and Shine Down, educate yourself. Okay.
One thing when in this song, yeah. It's not that it sounds like it, but it reminds me of it when he's like stand up and then he's like, I guess I'll or whatever. Yeah. It sounds like I sent a bottle of sparkling apple juice to your house. Did you get it? It reminds me of that, and it takes a little bit away from the intensity.
Yeah.
But I do like the song.
The song is just go listen to all the lyrics, look up the lyrics, and do yourself a favor. And it really, I can't stand a whiner. And this is really a song about, you know, people who just feel sorry for themselves and they put it all over everything. And, you know, somebody who's, I don't know. I don't want to.
Oh, sound like you want to talk about a specific situation.
No.
Let's get her started. Now what's pour the tea.
No. I'll put it on the Patreon. Anyway, if you want to listen to those lyrics and come up with some parallels for your own life.
You should just start dropping that link
on
people's Facebook statuses.
For yourself. What?
You should just start dropping that link on Facebook statuses.
And right out of the gate, it seems like Heather's trying to change that E to everyone to something else.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry about these virgin ears. Sorry.
All right.
Next.
My pick is Aerosmith, Crazy.
Oh.
Crazy is the last single off the Get a Grip album, which was Aerosmith's best-selling album. And despite the critiques of that album from the music critics of the day, I do think it's one of the better rock albums, at least of that time period. It's the end song of the Crying Amazing Crazy trifecta.
Crazy Amazing Crying Crazy. Yep.
And it actually, this is, you ready for a fun fact?
It's time for a fun fact. Yeah.
So off of one album, and I don't know if this has ever been done before. I should have looked this up. This album has 2 Grammy winners for the same category in back-to-back years. Oh. Living on the Edge won Best Rock Performance from a Group, Duo, or Trio with a Vocal. And then Crazy won the following year, won in 94, and Living on the Edge won in 93. And they come off the same album. They both come off the Get a Grip album, which is weird. It's just that Crazy was released as a single, I guess, after the Grammy voting was done, so it made it eligible for the next run.
That's crazy.
Oh,
it's gonna be a long episode.
And so, Steven Tyler will always be one of the best to ever do it, in my opinion, just as a vocalist. And when you're trying to show a state of mind, it helps to have somebody that is expressive and maybe a little crazy himself. And I think Steven Tyler fits the bill for that. He is a bit of a ham, and the wails and the screams kind of lay into that crazy madness motif of the song. the lyrics low key are kind of clever too, because obviously he's talking about how the girl is making him crazy. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's because the girl's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, the girl's always threatening to leave, always threatening to leave, always threatening to break up. And so, you know, he's basically saying, I mean, she seems very toxic.
This
seems
is like one of those Alicia girls. Silverstone Liv Tyler videos, yep. isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. And I don't know how old Liv Tyler was in this video.
Not very.
But I'm thinking, why would you allow your daughter to do what's going on in this video? I mean, you control the video. You're the lead singer in the band, and they're pole dance. First of all, they're sneaking out of high school. Mm-hmm. And like throwing their skirts away and then throwing their shirts away and they're going skinny dipping with random dudes. And it's like, that's your daughter, dude.
Dude.
And I'm thinking, well, going back to the 90s where, you know, dude was a real thing, you know. But yeah, so, and I got a question about Aerosmith.
Okay.
This is opinion time. You can agree or disagree. Okay. But when you think about how many bands that were famous leading up to the grunge alternative era, how many of them made it through that period?
Not many.
It is not many.
With the same personnel.
I don't even think Bon Jovi made it. John Bon Jovi, I think, had a single career after that. But I don't think that was the band Bon Jovi. I think it was...
They were making...
That was John Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi was
the band.
The band was the band Bon Jovi, not mm-hmm. John Bon Jovi, but it was the yeah. band. Okay, I stand.
I mean, Richie Sambora.
Red Hot Chili Peppers predated the grunge era. Mm-hmm. They obviously had a good, but they were really kind of grunge before Nirvana was grunge in a lot of ways. So, I mean, they just kind of blended in. But like Aerosmith.
Van Halen. Just saying.
How much longer did they last? Like, when was their last big album? I mean, they weren't
well into the 90s.
They weren't just huge when I was in high school, which was like 96, 97, 98. Van Halen was not still pumping out hits when I was in high school. Aerosmith, on the other hand, especially with the whole Armageddon thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, don't want to miss a thing and all, you know, yeah. and jaded,
yeah.
you know, all that really pop stuff. What I'm trying to say is that this, as a band, their ability to evolve is really pretty phenomenal. And I've always wondered if, like with Guns N' Roses, if they had not imploded from the inside out. I think they would have been able to survive too.
Well,
because they weren't really glam. Like the bands that were in right. Aerosmith, they definitely toyed in that glam world.
Sure, yeah.
But I think they had enough substance to survive coming out the back end of that, if that makes sense.
I have mad respect for Aerosmith as musicians and as a band. And I think everybody needs to go show some love to Steven Tyler because he is getting absolutely roasted for a picture of him with sandals on. And his
wait, I'm Googling it right now. Please continue.
So
what do I just Google Steven Tyler sandals?
If you must.
Is it bad? Does it show his feet? Are his feet nasty? Oh, I can't handle it. I can't. If he has bad feet, I just...
Oh, no. They're like Tevas.
What?
It's so uncool.
Let me see.
Oh, my gosh. And he has painted toenails. It's like Mimi feet. Like that's like your grandmother feet. Why are his toes crossed? Like he's wishing.
He's telling a lie. And he's
There's exhibit A for Steven Tyler getting some hate for his feet. But, I mean, he's been through it. I mean,
he does it all the time.
Yeah.
There are multiple pictures. His feet just do that. Yeah. So his toe, like.
But he's 97 years old,
right,
Beth.
But.
I feel like.
Well, that backfired.
Stop wearing your.
Sorry, Steven Tyler.
I love him. Not that he's going to hear this, but I do love him.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah.
But he's got. Got wonky feet. What do you do? You can't just be having your raw feet out there when they look like that.
Well, yeah, he does.
So that's my selection.
All right.
Oh, I didn't even write it down. Good pick. Sorry to hijack that.
Yeah, sorry.
Tyler's wonky toes, but
it is still a good pick.
Yes.
Okay. My first pick is also titled Crazy.
What?
By Miss Patsy Cline.
I can't wait till we read
these. Oh, good choice.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling.
Nelson, and he pitched it to Patsy's husband at a bar one night, and she wasn't really impressed by it because you know how Willie, his phrasing is usually different. So she didn't like it, and she was like, I don't think I really want to do this. And they had her listen to it again, and Charlie was like, think about it a little bit more traditional, think about it, you know, a more straight arrangement. And so the next day, she recorded it while she was recovering from a recent car accident. So she's all banged up, and she gives a vocal performance like that because she's amazing. So the song success helped solidify both Patsy and Willie's careers because at that time, he had, just moved to Nashville or something from Houston, I guess, where he was, doing DJ stuff. So this was a crucial moment in country music history, really, helping to bolster, that's the word.
What's boister?
Boister. Two icons' careers. So it hit number 2 on the Billboard charts, the country charts, and top 10 on the Hot 100, and made it to the easy listening charts. And Willie says that Patsy's version is his favorite because she delivers it with delicacy, soul, and perfect diction. She does. Which,
and Willie doesn't.
No. But he delivers with emotion.
He does.
This is a don't get me started moment, but the whole Beyonce thing, Patsy's vocal's not really very country either. But this is a country standard. And people are saying that Beyonce's music right now is not country, but I think if it was a different vocal,
people would think it differently. I haven't listened to the Beyonce.
Instrumentally, it's very country. I think because she has a very soulful voice, I think if you had some twangy white girl singing it, I think it would read differently.
It's very catchy.
It's really catchy, and I think it's country, but that's my opinion.
It does sound exactly like the theme song from Franklin, though.
It does, but it also sounds like The Gambler.
Franklin the Turtle. Don't get me started on
it's Franklin.
Don't get me started on that turtle either.
It does kind of sound like that.
He's a lying little a-hole, and he's terrible to his parents. He lies to his parents, and he's mean to his friends.
Yeah, Franklin, Little Bear.
So does Caillou.
Caillou's terrible. Yeah. I'm pro Bluey. I'm definitely a Bluey fan. So, that was an aside. So, in 92, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. In 2003, into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress. Obviously very commercially successful, but she just has this iconic voice. She effortlessly transitions between notes and registers of her voice, which adds to the complexity and the richness of the song. She's very expressive and emotive, and that delivery conveys that sense of vulnerability of, you know, I should have known better, but why am I fooling myself? So she, at the time, had told Charlie that she didn't want him to bring her songs that embrace vulnerability or loss of love, and then she records this one. But I'm glad.
Yeah, because he treated her like garbage. You sang Sweet Dreams?
Well.
It's terrible.
So maybe that's why. It hit too close to home.
I guess so.
But I'm glad she made an exception for this one. The lyrics, which They're relatable. They're filled with regret and longing. Like, I'm crazy for feeling this way. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. And crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. We see it all the time in relationships where people think they can change the other person. You know, I really thought I could love you out of your addiction, or I could love you out of your tendency to be unfaithful to people. I thought I could love you into changing. And usually that just doesn't happen. You can't love somebody enough to change. They have to want to do it themselves. But that's my PSA.
All right, Dr. Phil.
Yeah. In Willie's autobiography, he says it was hard to find artists interested in recording the song because it used several chords instead of the standard three used for country music at the time. So it's a more interesting song musically than a lot of the stuff that was coming out at the time.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
You get another one.
I do. Oh, so my second song is also titled Crazy.
Not to be confused.
Not to be confused with my first one and Ben's.
Three songs in a row called.
Yeah, I got a. Crazy. Now you just wait for it. I have a fun fact coming in the future.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, this is Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Oh,
yeah. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo and so much.
Released in 2006. It's the debut single from Gnarls Barkley. Rolling Stone named it the best song of 2006. And then it was updated in 2010. It was updated to their 500 greatest songs of all time. And it ranked number one in their top 100 songs of that decade. So this is like a musical milestone of the 21st century. It kind of defined that 2000s music scene. But it also continues to be relevant today. It's been covered by a lot of artists. It influenced musical production and songwriting for that time, showing that songs with depth and innovation could still have mainstream success. Musically, it's inspired by film scores of spaghetti westerns. And it actually, part of the writing credits go to, I can't pronounce their names, but it's a score from a spaghetti western that they sampled in here. The background is rich. It's like funk, hip-hop. It has layers, various sounds and samples. It's interesting. It's got strings, bass, vocal, background music, and all those little whoosh sounds that add to it, make it interesting. The melody is haunting but catchy. It's an earworm song. Lyrically, it developed from a conversation between CeeLo and Danger Mouse about how people don't take artists seriously unless they're insane. And so they just started talking about ways that, like, they could make people think they were crazy. And so then CeeLo took that conversation and created this song. And so it delves into themes of mental health, self-reflection, the nature of sanity, which those are universal themes. We all encounter people who we're thinking, like, you're not in reality right now. Your perception of the world is skewed. And then vocally, CeeLo, he has such a smooth voice. But the interesting thing about this one, like, he has a great range, but the delivery is where it stands out because he's able to convey this sense of, like, detachment, which is kind of like, you know, when I'm not saying that he's similar to Charles Manson, but, like, if you've ever watched an interview with Charles Manson, there's, like, nothing behind the eyes. And you can tell that there's a detachment in the way that he speaks from, like, his brain. It's an interesting thing. And CeeLo kind of sings like that. And if you listen to, like, Forget You or something like that, there's not that same sense. So he's, like, acting through this vocal performance, which is eerie and really cool. And I think it adds to the song's impact. And they recorded this in one take.
Really?
By the way. Yeah.
Wow.
Or, well, CeeLo did anyway.
My very favorite part of that whole song.
I know what you're going to say. What? Do it.
Ha, ha, ha. Let's get the No, it's not. Well,
oh, yeah, that's one good too. I like it because, well, there's, yeah, because there are people in certain lines. There are people in my life that I'm like, oh, that is you, baby.
You going to drop that on a comment on a Facebook post?
They don't get on Facebook a whole lot. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Okay. Ben. Am I next? I'm next?
Yep.
Well, now that Beth has defined what she thinks qualifies, I don't know how she's going to feel about this one. I think she's going to like the song Crazy on You, Heart.
Oh.
Oh. Hello.
At the beginning, I really like how her voice gets more and more intense. She sounds so sweet right here. Now her intensity is going to step up a little bit. And again. So this song is off the debut album for Heart, Dreamboat Annie. Oh, it's the debut single off of that album. And this song takes into consideration all the things that were going on in the 1970s, where a lot of things were in flux. I mean, this the Vietnam War was going on. We were just coming out of Watergate. There was a lot of, and Beth's looking at me like, I had no idea that this was about, she's looking at me like, did you know any of this?
I'm just looking. That's just my face.
Oh, okay. No, but it was like this look of like,
I'm just attentive right now. I'm sorry that I.
No, but like, no, it looked like you were really interested in what I was about to say. It was a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
But so all these things are going on in socially inside the United States. And actually, Nancy and Ann both say this is absolutely the truth. They were taking into consideration all these things. And so the song is really about having this guy that she's really attracted to and saying, let's put all this stuff aside and let's just go crazy in a sack. let's just go get crazy. I'm going to go crazy on you in there. We're going to forget the war and all this stuff going on. And so here are the lyrics. With bombs and the devil and the kids keep coming, no way to breathe easy, no time to be young. But I tell myself that I was doing all right. There's nothing left to do at night but go crazy on you. And so now, Beth, my question for you is, does this fit the, because this is like, we're going to go crazy.
I mean, that sounds.
But you're going to like the song, right?
Oh, I do like the song.
So I figured you're going to like the song. So my question is going to be, how do you feel about how it's used in the sentence, let's say, English teacher.
It doesn't fit the definition that I was using, but I do like the song. We'll see what happens with all the rest of the picks, I guess.
But so with Heart, you get two really good things to start off. You got Nancy's guitar playing, which she's really underrated as a guitar player. I think when they start rattling off the great 70s guitar player. And we actually did a 70s guitar player episode. And, you know, she would have been bona fide worthy of being drafted on that list, honestly. I feel like she probably doesn't get the credit she deserves. And I don't know if that's because she's a woman. I don't know if it's because people really don't know what to do with her, because most of the 70s rock guitars were built on blues riffs, and she's really built on classical and flamenco guitar, which is kind of an odd way to come about it. But then, of course, she adds that layer of hard rock over the top of it. And then the other part is you're going in with Ann Wilson's voice, and she is, you know, if you were going to list the greatest dynamo powerhouse female vocalist in rock, she's in the conversation.
Oh, I mean, right. Yeah.
And so, you know, you're starting off with two really, really good parts of a recipe. But what I love in this song is, you know, kind of like I mentioned at the beginning, and imagine getting this, and, you know, this is the first time that you've heard Heart. Let's say it's 1974, and you hear this single for the first time. You've not bought the album. It's, they say, oh, debut song from Heart. And it starts off with that little, with that first verse, that sweet sounding voice. You're probably thinking, okay, this is going to be a Karen Carpenter song. And then, bam,
yeah,
she hits you with, you know, the pre-chorus, and then with the chorus, she just takes it up another level.
And she never lets up.
No. Right, right. And so it didn't really dominate the charts at the time. It only cracked, I think, like the top 35 or something. But right now, it's one of the most played songs on the classic rock stations. And it was the single that launched Heart into what would become a Hall of Fame rock and roll career. So that's my pick, Crazy on You, Heart, from 1975. I think the album came out in 74. And came out as a single in 75.
Is this the one that, I don't know if it's this version, but there maybe there's a live version that has like a longer acoustic guitar intro?
There is. Really,
it's on the album,
yeah. Oh,
it's great.
It's this, yeah, yeah. Big, long, yeah. And I'm telling you, this woman, saw her, what, 3 or 4 years ago? It was right before COVID. She's not changing the keys still. She's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And Nancy Wilson is just still like high kicking and it's crazy. Oh, that was an absolute accident. Oh,
I did not mean to. I didn't notice
yeah,
that
really
one.
Really, it's crazy. Okay. Okay, well, I'm gonna break with you better get your trigger finger ready though.
Oh, no.
Here we go. We're gonna get that E.
Maybe it's You're Crazy. By Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, get the
oh boy. It only says it once. Originally on Appetite in 1987. This song, the singer wants a real relationship, but, you know, they're being jerked around. And as it do be like that sometimes when you are, you know, a relationship goes bad because you feel like you're really putting something in and all they want, you know, is something superficial or whatever. And then you break up and, you know, you're crazy. I just censored myself. But so there's an acoustic version on GNR Lies that was released the next year in 1988.
I definitely like this version more.
I do too. I like the acoustic version, but this one there's that bass and rhythm turnaround that I don't know if you can play it again. It seems very straightforward, and it has kind of a Ramones punk feel to it. It seems very simplistic, but those turnarounds are actually, they just kind of lean into them with that just dirty bass. And Duff McKagan, I adore everything he does. And so it really lends, it lends itself to the lyric. The performance is very in keeping with the lyric. It's pretty simple. You know, you don't want my love. You want satisfaction. You're crazy. You're effing crazy.
Yeah, and I think, like, for me, this version fits the content a lot better than the acoustic version.
Yes.
Because, like, there's an intensity level with this one where you're mad.
Right.
That person's mad.
Right.
You know, yeah. And so, I mean, you can almost see the person pointing fingers, mm-hmm. da, 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 you know, mad, griping, dropping F-bombs, mad. The other one is almost like chill. It's a lot slower.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's kind of scary, though.
You know?
When people get to that point where, you know, you're effing crazy.
Yeah.
And you're done. You know? Yeah. But this one is just rage, and you're just being done wrong, and... I'm done.
Yeah, I think this fits the emotion. I think it fits the content of the lyrics better, this version, than the acoustic version.
I mean,
honestly, I had just like really visited, like 2 weeks ago, watching a reaction video.
Yeah.
Like I had heard it before, but I mean, I guess I like just super liked this one a lot more. I just like forgot the other one existed, honestly.
Yeah.
And then somebody did a reaction video to You're Crazy, and I was like, oh, ooh. And then I was like, oh, I forgot about this one.
Yeah. The original.
What?
It's such an exemplary track, I think, from Appetite for Destruction. It's just raw, and it is in your face. And it is everything that Guns N' Roses was on that debut album. And so I just think it's, and it can work in so many situations when you need a song to come to mind. So many people fit that bill. I didn't do a lot of research because I don't even think it, I'm not even sure. Well, it couldn't have been released
as
a single. You know,
I mean, it's not gonna
start. It's one of those deeper cuts. So, I just like it. And because I listened to Appetite for Destruction so many times that I had to buy it 2 or 3 times on cassette. So,
are you sure that one because mom and dad kept taking it from you because you weren't supposed to be listening to it in the first place?
No, it's because I had my own way of censoring stuff where the F-bombs didn't.
I don't know that I ever snitched on you for having albums you weren't supposed
to have.
I don't
think you did. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm just saying now.
There were definitely some albums she wasn't supposed to have, but I don't think I ever told on her.
I appreciate that.
For having them, even though I knew she had them.
Probably because you wanted to listen to them later. That's true. Okay, so I get my third pick, right?
That's right. The first pick of the last round.
Classic 1984 from Purple Rain. Let's Go Crazy. I have to play this part, I'm sorry, because it's...
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, doctor, everything will be all right. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, things are much harder.
That's why we need video. Heather just did that whole thing.
This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy. Punch a higher floor.
Okay. So, this song is...
Can I tell a joke real quick?
You can.
Forget. So, you know, he says, and that's a mighty long time. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of something I saw on Facebook today. And it said that alligators can live to be older than 70 years old. They can live more than 70 years, which increases the chance that they will see you later.
Oh, what does that have to do with?
It's a mighty long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, how'd he get there?
He's been like, that clicked in his head, and then he just held it in his brain. He didn't listen to anything else. All right, so it was a number one hit. And... I mean, I think this fits as far as an altered state of mind because the next line, let's go crazy, let's get nuts, look for the purple banana until they put us in the truck. And if that's not crazy.
Oh, thank crazy.
I don't know what to tell you. Okay, fun fact.
It's time for a fun fact. Fun fact.
Okay.
Ew. You gotta wait for the sound effect, sorry, girl. Sorry, calm down. Sorry.
So I had I've had a misheard lyric in this song the whole time, and it changed everything.
Do you need to save it?
No.
Oh.
No. Because
we'll do we'll do misheard lyrics.
No, it's part of my. It's not really a fun misheard lyric.
So excited.
Oh. But it is crucial to this fun fact. Okay. So it's been thought to be an exhortation to follow Christian ethics. And I thought it says, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, it's de-elevator, which is a metaphor for the devil. So it's basically a song about Jesus.
Whoa. You just Jesus dropped trying to get this in the top five.
I'm just saying, it's basically a gospel song.
First the Baptist elevator. Malvern.
Yeah, let's go crazy. Coming soon to a live stream near you.
New on the praise band playlist.
It's the elevator. The elevator. I thought he was saying the elevator.
But it's
the elevator. The elevator.
The elevator.
Because it's not going to bring you up. It's going to take you
down.
The de-elevator.
De-elevator.
Oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
It's one word. It's one word, de-elevator.
Not like
D slash elevate. Like de-elevator.
Like the opposite of it, elevator. So, like, I did not know that de-elevate was a word. I would just think it would be
well,
lower.
It's Prince, and he can do what he wants. But it's a gospel song. That's what I found out today.
All right.
Let's go crazy. For your consideration.
The Prince singing song about Prince of Peace.
Right?
I like it.
I'm telling you.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
I like it. It's my turn.
It is.
So, this song's different than that. Because this song is about actually doing all the wrong things. It's Waylon Jennings' I've Always Been Crazy.
Oh.
The best part about country music is that it's true, a lot of it. And so this song is really very true to Waylon Jennings. I mean, this is like almost like a little mini biography. He certainly had a wild streak. He is one of the quintessential outlaws of country music. And this song is really a testament to that. And it talks about being busted for things that he did, things that he didn't do. He's always got one foot over the line, and it is one of my favorite lines of music anywhere. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. I mean, I think most of us have felt that way once or twice, you know. If I don't get a little crazy, I'm going to go nuts, you know. And it is it's the first and the title track on the album, I've Always Been Crazy. This song did go all the way to number one on the country charts, and it was Waylon's sixth single on the top of the charts. What I think it separates Waylon from all the other outlaws, though, and this song really does a great job of capturing that, is like all the other outlaws tell you, I'm a bad boy. I'm bad, and I like being bad. Waylon always kind of says, I'm bad, but man, I wish I wasn't. You know? And so this song is just riddled with, you know, I'm bad, I do bad things, but I'm not a bad guy. You know, like, it starts with, you know, the trouble that has put me through. There's been busted for things I did. Some of them I didn't do, right? And then, you know, he says, I can't say I'm proud of all the things that I've done, but I can say that I've never intentionally hurt anyone. And so this whole thing, like, even though he's built this persona of being an outlaw, and there is a lot of outlaw stuff with Waylon, mostly with drugs. But, I mean, certainly the guy is a legitimate, been arrested outlaw. It's almost like he's got this little angelic halo, you know, as he's going to prison. Because, you know, he's not a bad guy. He just does bad things. But none of it's, you know, it's one of those deals where who's the victim here? I mean, all he did was do a little cocaine. I mean, who's the victim? Who's the victim? Why is he going to jail for this? But it is, I don't know if I picked this song because I think it deserves to be in the top 9 or if I picked a song because I really like Waylon Jennings. But I can tell you this, I really like Waylon Jennings and I do like this song. So that is my pick. I think that's all 9.
No.
No, I'm middle. You got one more pick.
Wow.
It better be good now.
Oh, it is. So, you know, my first pick was Crazy by Patsy Cline. Mm-hmm. My second pick was Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. This last song is one of those songs that I just absolutely lose control to. I just get hype, much like Roses by Outkast, Fancy by Reba, She's in Love with the Boy, anything by the Spice Girls. This is 2001's Crazy by Casey and JoJo. You leave me. Auto-tune. Yes. This is actually notable for its prominent use of auto-tune before it was popular. So ahead of their time, Casey and JoJo. This was featured on the Save the Last Dance movie, starring Julia Stiles and Sean Patrick Thomas. Iconic 2000s movie. It probably doesn't hold up very well. I haven't seen it in years, but it's nostalgic.
But you saw it? You actually watched that movie?
Yes. Really? I've watched, when I was younger, I watched that movie multiple times. I don't know why you're surprised.
Because you don't watch other movies that are classics.
Well, I watched that one.
Okay.
So like this, movies like this, like Stomp the Yard, Drumline.
The classics.
Only the classics for me.
High School Musical.
I did. I had that one memorized, girl. So this song is about a guy who is reflecting on the poor choices he's made that caused his girlfriend to break up with him. So he's losing sleep over it when he wants her back. So it's a sense of obsession. He says, I lose sleep just to daydream about you, baby. That's a great line. instrumentally, you've got like the piano and the strings in the background. So it's smooth. And then over the top of that, you have this main vocal section with the auto-tune and stuff kind of holding the chorus down while the lead vocal is just ad-libbing out of control, like truly does seem unhinged. So you definitely get that urgency and the depth of emotion. It's a very raw, passionate, soulful, and desperate vocal. So
Casey and JoJo Crazy.
I think every Casey and JoJo song should have a close to me, you like my mother. Close to me, you like my father.
Close to me.
I think every song needs to have that section put in. In every single song, they need to throw that little bit in.
Baby, 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 baby.
Okay, so now we have 9 songs.
Yes.
And they are.
Okay, so you got to stay with me here.
Okay, so we're going to have to pay really close attention to the artist.
Okay. Yes. Ben has drafted Crazy by Aerosmith, Crazy on You by Heart, I've Always Been Crazy by Waylon Jennings. Heather drafted Sound of Madness by Shinedown, You're Crazy by Guns N' Roses, and Let's Go Crazy by Prince. And I drafted...
Stomach's growling.
Crazy by Patsy Cline. Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. And Crazy by Casey and JoJo. All right.
All right. So, real quick, let's talk about the songs that we did not select. I got my top 3 picks on this one. Number 4, I thought surely somebody would draft Crazy Train by Ozzy. Did not get drafted. I thought for sure somebody would get Crazy Train. Another one that I really like, People Are Crazy by Billy Currington. I also had Living La Vida Loca. Once we added, that was creative. Once we added the deal that crazy itself didn't have to, which, you know, now Loca technically is crazy.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and then She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals. Those were the ones that, and then there were some, obviously, that you guys drafted, but those were the ones that were not drafted on my list. Beth, what did you have that was not drafted?
I also got my top 3. So the top 5 songs out of my 9 were literally titled Crazy. I also had Crazy by Seal, Crazy Train, Go Crazy by Leslie Odom Jr. If you haven't heard that, that's a treat for your ears. Anything that man sings. Drive Myself Crazy by NSYNC and Crazy in Love by Miss Beyonce Carter Knowles Carter. Excuse me.
What did not? I picked Crazy from the Heat by the one, the only, the incomparable David Lee Roth. There are no Bruce Dickinson songs on this list, by the way. I had the only other one that did not get mentioned was Insane in the Brain by Cypress Hill.
Mm. Not to be confused with Sugar Hill Gang.
Correct. Yes. Right.
All right. So we have 9 songs. Now our job is to cut them from 9 songs to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
So looking at the list, it looks like this is not going to be an easy cutting session because our lists were all over the place. All over the place.
all the ones that are titled Crazy?
Not all the ones.
I will say that there's a really good chance that a song called Crazy will make it.
Yeah.
Because that's half of them.
Yeah.
Is it possible that they'll all get left out, or are there enough crazy songs to guarantee that at least one of them will get in? We would need 4.
Every song not titled Crazy would have to go over.
Okay. Is there anything that we feel comfortable putting over right out of the gate? This may be one of the one times where we don't have one that we all agree on because our lists were so different. It seems like they were very different. Let's start with, I didn't have Sounds of Madness on my list at all because I just put Crazy in all my songs.
Yeah.
What was the second pick? Crazy. Did either of y'all have Crazy by Aerosmith on your list?
I did.
I don't know.
And I had it at number 4. I would be okay with that going over.
I didn't have it on your list at all.
No. Okay, I'm sure I'm going to be the only one that had I've Always Been Crazy. let's see. I didn't have Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Did you have Crazy by Gnarls Barkley?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you have it?
Two.
Ooh. I say that's gonna be a definite candidate to get moved over. Crazy on You. Did either one of y'all have that?
Mm-hmm. I did not.
But where did you have it? Had it eight. You're Crazy. I did not have You're Crazy on my list.
No.
Let's Go Crazy. I did have on my list. It was number six for me. Did you have it on your list?
No.
No, did not. and then Crazy by Casey and JoJo, I did not have on my list. Did you have it on your list? Okay.
Patsy?
Crazy Patsy Cline. Yes. Good catch. Yes. Patsy Cline was number seven on my list. So Patsy Cline is the only one that was on all three lists. I'm okay with, even though it was number seven on mine and not in the top five, I think I would be fine with moving it over into the top five.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now you had Gnarls Barkley where?
Two.
And you had it too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously at some point, y'all two are going to get together and put that in the top five. So I feel like I'm not going to fight that. So I'll just move it over. And then I had Crazy Aerosmith 1. Where did you have it?
4.
So I feel like that's one that me and Beth will probably at some point gang up on Heather and put it over.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and put that one over if y'all are okay with that. Heather, do you have a big problem with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, ooh. So now the fight's going to be for these last two. So what are the three that we have decided to put in?
Crazy. You remember the America songs. Do you know the...
In America?
The Family Feud where the guy's doing fast...
Turkey.
Turkey? Turkey.
And what's funny is the first question is the one that he should not have answered to.
Yeah.
Name something you take to the beach.
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay, sure. Turkey. But then the other one's like something you stuff. Turkey. Something you get at the supermarket. Oh, turkey.
Yeah. So we... Similar to that situation, we have Crazy by Patsy Cline, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, and Crazy by Aerosmith.
All right. Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. So we got to get two more over. Two more over. Thoughts? What are y'all thinking? Or is there anything we can eliminate? That's another way to go. We haven't talked about that. Is there anything that we would cut?
Mm.
We've got three. If we all cut one, that would leave us with two left.
Yeah. Why are we gonna cut? You're wanting to cut one with no cutthroat.
Why don't we cut one of our own?
Do we all have one in right now?
Easy.
No.
Who doesn't have one in?
Me.
Heather. Oh.
Sure. I'll take my last one. I, there's no way that y'all are gonna go for Casey and JoJo. I just want everybody to have to listen to it. So that.
And I feel like y'all are probably not gonna get on board with putting I've Always Been Crazy over either.
Well,
I'm not.
I don't know, because it's one of the only other ones left. Like, because a couple of them left don't fit, again, my definition of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that one does. So I wouldn't say it's outside of the possibilities.
I hadn't heard it until I was going to be, because
I did not know, I guess, how stringent you were going to be on that definition. I really thought that Crazy on You was almost a given to finish in the top five, knowing how much y'all particularly like Heart.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Heart too, but I know y'all love a powerful female vocal and y'all love Heart.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I moved it up in my list a little bit because I wanted to draft it, Mm-hmm. Like, I moved it ahead of Crazy Train.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I thought, I really thought, even at putting it at number two, I thought one of y'all would draft it in the first round.
Crazy on You?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
So I moved it up past Crazy Train, which is, it's probably a good thing that I did, because if I didn't, it wouldn't have gotten drafted.
Right.
But now, as it turns out, Crazy Train didn't get drafted.
Which Joni, is kinda, Joni Mitchell.
Which is kind of crazy.
Oh.
So Beth, okay. So based on the definitions, which ones are you looking at to put in? Which two would you put in? Taking into consideration the way that you have defined the target demographic for this song or whatever.
You mean like if I were queen of the list and I had to pick the last two?
Yeah, you're queen of the list for the next 35 seconds or so.
Okay. I would pick maybe Sound of Madness and You're Crazy. But it's tough. There are three left that I would say fit my definition and two that don't.
Okay, so either way, Waylon Jennings is last on your list of songs that you would move over.
I guess if it, like.
So if I'm going to cut one, I'm going to cut that one.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's going to make it. So now we've all cut one. Did you cut one, Heather?
Heather did not cut one.
Heather's not been. Ooh, Heather's been playing coy over there, has she?
Well, I like Beth's.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if I'm going to pick two, if I'm going to have to cut one of my own, I can see the writing on the wall, and it's my third pick. Anyway, I would cut Let's Go Crazy.
Okay, so now we've got three spots. We've got three songs and two spots.
Yeah.
So now it's between, we've got to pick one to cut between Crazy on You, You're Crazy, and what was the other one?
Sound of Madness.
Sounds of Madness. Well, of the three, is there one that we would like to move over and then make it a two-way race?
Are you looking at me? Oh,
I don't know.
I'm asking
you. My favorite song out of those three is Sound of Madness.
Where are you on Sound? That you would move that one over too, wouldn't you, Beth?
Well, I mean, out of the... Yeah, because now out of the three left, only two fit my definition. So that's kind of where I'm at. But I mean...
Okay. Yeah. So where we're at right now... is there's only two that fit your definition, and they're both Heather's.
Yeah.
And Heather's going to vote for hers because she picked them. So it seems like those are going to be the two that go over.
Unless persuade her to.
Unless one of y'all wants to go with Crazy on You in lieu of yours. Where did you have Crazy on You on your list?
Eight.
So you picked. The two that you selected were picked. You had them ranked ahead of Crazy on You anyway.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So she's not going to change. I don't think.
I don't think so.
And you're not going to change your definition.
That's right.
So those are the two that are going over. Heather's two is going over.
Okay. Is that...
Because I can't outvote you
is
two.
Is that official?
I mean, I can argue...
Yeah.
Until the cows come home. But it's not going to change anything.
That's what you'd have to ask her that.
You're not going to change, are you?
No.
No.
Okay. Well.
I'm really shocked.
That might have been the easiest.
I'm really surprised.
And don't get me wrong.
I'm really surprised. Oh, yeah. I thought, like, I did not think there were many shoe-ins in this, because I knew this was a wide-open category. But I thought that was a shoe-in.
Yeah.
But I did not take best definition into account. Let's play this game. Let's pretend you didn't have it. Then where would you be on it?
Oh, then I would have.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have to rank them. So what are our five, please?
Okay. Crazy by Patsy Cline. Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Crazy by Aerosmith. Sound of Madness by Shinedown. And You're Crazy by Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Very different songs.
Very different.
It's going to be very hard to rank these. very, very hard.
Shall we go with how we ranked them on our original list?
Yeah, but there wasn't a lot of crossover.
There wasn't a lot. In fact.
Well, the top two or three.
Patsy Cline.
Yeah, that's true.
Patsy Cline was the only one that was on all three lists, right?
Yeah, maybe that should be the.
And she was relatively low on mine. It was 7 on mine.
Mm. Where was it on yours? It was low on yours too, wasn't it?
6.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not a shoe-in to be number one, even though it was the top one, because like.
Because we both had
Gnarls Barkley is very much, I think, a contender for number one, because both of y'all had him at number two.
Mm-hmm. That was the, when I was like making the list, I try to make it out of thin air first, mm-hmm. before I, you know, see if there's any I missed. When I first thought of this category, that was the first song that came to my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say that if I was going to guess, I think the way this is going to play out, the top three are going to be crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Because,
probably.
Because, like, two of the crazy songs were, like, in two of our top fives. And then the Patsy Cline is the only one that all three of us had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
that's fine.
I feel like if maybe we can rank 4 and 5 first and then revisit 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Because that means that You're Crazy by GNR and Sounds of Madness are going to be 4 or 5. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I don't really like have a super dog in the fight. I like both songs. I like You're Crazy better, but that's because I'm more familiar with that one. I mean, I've been listening to Appetite for Destruction album since Heather was listening to it in her room.
you just didn't hear all the words.
So... You know, I mean, that one's just a little bit more familiar to me, but I mean, the Sounds of Madness is an excellent song. I mean, I don't doubt that at all. Beth, what's your opinion on those two?
Yeah, I like them both. I feel like You're Crazy has a little bit more of that wild factor.
It's got some bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think I would probably put that one 4. You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to jinx this.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, we're doing some things, making moves. All right. So let's.
This is
going to
be interesting. I mean, I feel like y'all two have the votes to put Crazy Gnarls Barkley at the top.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean.
They're so different. Fine. I mean, if it goes to the top, I'm fine with that.
If I were ranking them, I would go Gnarls Barkley, Patsy, Aerosmith.
Wow. You didn't have Aerosmith on your list at all.
That's how they are ranked in my original list before I, you know, drafted. That's how I had them.
Where did you have Patsy on yours?
At number one.
At number one. That was your number one.
Yeah. But they're so different. It's like apples and oranges, really. It's just kind of, you know, it's hard to compare the two.
I mean,
so I'm okay with.
I mean, obviously,
one.
I would put the Aerosmith Crazy above it because I drafted it. I mean, it was number one on my list overall. But again, y'all have two votes. I've got one.
I mean, I like all three songs. I'm not going to get two.
Yeah, I think it'll shake out that. The Aerosmith Crazy will be 3.
I think that's probably what's going to happen.
So let's just decide which is the better song, which is hard to do, Patsy or Gnarls Barkley.
Yikes.
One's so strong lyrically, and one is much more interesting musically.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would vote Patsy 1 mm-hmm. for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm a country music fan.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I still feel like she got hosed a little bit on the
iconic
female country.
Doing?
But so I would put Patsy 1. But I understand that y'all two had Crazy Gnarls Barkley much higher.
I'm not going to
Well, not
too
much higher.
Anyway.
You had Patsy number one.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I put it that way because I figured that that Patsy would be like, I needed to draft it high if I wanted to get it.
But right. Patsy
didn't turn out that way.
On every list, right?
She was on every list.
She was on every
then
list.
Then she should probably be number one.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Is that the easiest we've ever done this?
I think it is. And, I mean, it's
that
it's,
does not bode well for future
no,
episodes.
No, it does
it's
not.
It's a pretty diverse top five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about how diverse it could have been. I mean, like, if we were to have added, like, Prince to that list. Or, my goodness, how close were we to getting Ricky Martin on the list?
Not very.
I mean, I don't know. If you would have drafted that one, Ben, I would have.
Yeah, that would have been a different conversation.
But we have 1 through 5, so what are they?
Okay.
In order.
Our final ranking of the best crazy songs. Number 1, Crazy by Patsy Cline. Number 2, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Number 3, Crazy by Aerosmith. Number 4, You're Crazy by Guns N' Roses.
Flat change.
And 5, Sound of Madness.
There you go.
Shine Down.
So there you go. Those are the 5 best crazy songs in the history of music, ladies and gentlemen. The 5 best crazy songs since the musical staff has been created. That's it right there. We want to thank you for listening to the Music List podcast. And as always, tune in next week. And I think...
Well, in 2 weeks.
That's what I meant, 2 weeks. It was... We're coming off a leap month. So it's all weird. So, hey, we'll see you in... We won't see you.
Oh, my God. You're overthinking it.
You'll listen to us in 2 weeks.
Oh. Joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.